You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Markel Harden, the Chief Content Coordinator at Classy Inbound. Classy Inbound helps marketing teams overcome content marketing challenges. Markel, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's an honor to join you.
And our honor and pleasure to have you with us. So for starters, why is it so challenging to find proof of ROI from content marketing efforts?
Well, content marketing is a very large umbrella, and many businesses don't know how to sort that out and divide and conquer. Some of them are investing in PR. Some of them are investing in social media content. Others are investing in things like blog posts and articles and resources on their website. And many businesses, especially in today's remote workforce environment, they'll delegate those tasks to people that are outside of their office, and there isn't one cohesive tracking tool that they're using to gauge how each person is performing in each piece of content. And although they read a lot about Google Analytics, for some reason, they just don't take that step and follow through. The reports and analytics can get really detailed and tell you exactly which landing pages on your websites are getting the most traffic from search engines, from social media, referral traffic from press releases. So they're just, you know, they're in the get it done mode, and instead of taking the time to set up tracking. So in addition to placing all these orders for content, for new social media posts and images and blog content, part of their content marketing calendar should also be dedicated to tracking and giving credit to the efforts of their content marketers.
And Markel, in order to gain the most value from content marketing efforts, what's one thing that marketing teams can do to truly make a difference?
Well, the marketing team managers can connect all of the marketing departments under one roof in a project management tool dedicated to content marketing. There are many tools available. I love CoSpot. That's a new one that I was introduced to recently. I also like Gather Content. If you've got a developer on board, that one is nice. Another common issue with content marketing is you've got different departments working on content marketing, but they don't know what the other is working on. So if you give them something to connect everyone, it's really helpful. And most content marketers are project management tool savvy. It's not difficult to implement and to ask them to use it.
Certainly want to get your input in regards to social media, which can be overwhelming and deliver less than stellar results. What can marketers and marketing teams do to improve social media ROI?
Well, social media is a little bit of a thorn in everyone's side, especially when it comes to B2B, because the marketing community is just raving about it, but companies don't see a lot of ROI unless, you know, you're a fashion brand or a pop culture, your target market is pop culture, then it can be a little boring. But it's very easy to get it set up so that it does deliver new website visitors to your website and improves engagement on your website as far as getting people to sign up for a webinar or a newsletter or download an asset. The best thing that entrepreneurs can do today is to coordinate with a social media strategist to outline an entire social media strategy for a quarter, identify keyword targets that will help drive more traffic, and then give it back to the company and let someone in-house handle it. Because social media management can get very expensive, and if you've got an admin on board or a virtual assistant, they can use a posting tool like Buffer, Hootsuite, or Sprout Social to post social media for the entire quarter. And then someone can go back in-house and proof those, make sure they're all correct, make sure they're right. And then it's set it and forget it after you've worked with the strategist.
And I would say that's some great input and great advice in those regards. Today we are joined by Markel Harden, the Chief Content Coordinator at Classy Inbound here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, if a business wants to get serious about content marketing, do you recommend any specific online tools or platforms?
Yes, that's a great question. A lot of content marketing teams don't have a project management tool dedicated specifically to content. Maybe they're using Basecamp or Trello, and those are great free options, and they certainly can help you keep organized. But if you've got a lot of moving parts within content marketing, it makes more sense to look at CoSpot or Gather Content. Those two tools can really help you align your content strategy and also meet deadlines. If you mix content marketing in with other projects within a larger tool like Basecamp or Trello and deadlines start being missed, it's very easy to just let them go indefinitely. Often when you sign into someone's Basecamp account, you'll see deadlines that have been past due for 30 to 60 days because they're not priority items. But within a content marketing tool, it's like CoSpot, you can clearly see, you know, where the deadlines are being missed, what the problem is. You can identify big picture problems in the content marketing process, eliminate them, and move forward.
Also, Markel, what's the biggest mistake that entrepreneurs make with content marketing?
Probably the biggest mistake right now is paying or attributing a lot of their budget to creating a lot of content. It could be hundreds or thousands of dollars of new copy in the form of blog posts or white papers or articles, maybe even a video strategy. But then they don't invest in the distribution and conversion optimization side for that content. For example, a lot of brands are now finally getting into video and they're uploading these wonderful videos to YouTube, but on YouTube, the people who are watching their videos, they really don't have anywhere to go after they watch that video. If you incorporate some tools like Wistia, or there are a few other ones, if you just look up video optimization tools, you'll see a lot of vendors come up. I personally like Vimeo very much, and Wistia. And they have advanced analytics and they have advanced tool capabilities so that you can actually put clickable call to actions within the videos to give people who are watching the video somewhere to go to get to your website. So in addition to investing in content marketing creation, they should also have a content distribution and conversion optimization strategy as the follow-up.
Certainly a lot of great information, tips, and advice, and we can't thank you enough for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a tip or a takeaway or anything else that you'd like to add along the lines of our conversation today?
Yes, Eric. Just thank you very much for having me. And, if anyone listening out there is not seeing returns on content marketing, don't get discouraged, because that's really the first step towards successful content marketing is learning, you know, what's going wrong so that you can focus on what's right and help those analytics tools point you in the right direction.
And of course, Markel, we certainly don't want to let you get out of here without letting us know where listeners could be in direct contact with you and also get further information on Classy Inbound.
The website is the best place to go, classyinbound.com. We've got a service page for every part of the content marketing cycle. You can read about our services, and if you fill out a quick form, we'll be happy to have a quick phone call with you or just send you a general information email.
Easy enough. Again, Markel, our pleasure to have had you. Continued success to you and your company, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you, Eric.
And we have been speaking with Markel Harden, the Chief Content Coordinator at Classy Inbound, that helps marketing teams overcome content marketing challenges. And for all the details, visit classyinbound.com. And this is Eric Dye, you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location, as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. With a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks, you can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.